Praised be Jesus and Mary. With regard to the words of today's first reading from Balaam, the prophet, they're all very positive about Israel, but they weren't supposed to be. Balaam was hired by the enemies of Israel to curse Israel. And when he climbed up the mountain to curse the Israelites who were encamped down below, God made him bless Israel. And this actually happened several times. But, it's interesting what Balaam says in regard to Israel. First of all, he talks about how there will be free-flowing water. And, the waters, as we read in St. John's Gospel, are symbols of grace and of the Holy Spirit. And he talks about how the king shall be exalted. And Jesus, of course, being the King of Kings, is exalted over all the kings of the earth. And now the next time Balaam was hired to curse Israel, he simply said, "I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel." Once again, recognizing that way in the future, somewhere, there's going to be this king that's going to rise and to lead the people. Unfortunately, when that king came to lead the people, our Lord, when he came into this world, his own people did not accept him. And they ask, "By what authority do you do these things?" And our Lord doesn't tell them because they have no faith. For one with faith, it's self-evident where his authority comes from. If we look even at the first reading, Balaam is hired for the wrong reason. He's willing to sell himself because he's not really interested in doing the will of God, even though he goes through the motions. And now, what about ourselves? Obviously, we believe in the Lord. We know where his authority comes from. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But then we have to ask ourselves, why don't we put our faith into practice? 100%. Yes, we may come to Mass. We may say the rosary, but we fail in other areas. And coming to Mass and praying the rosary are essential. We need the grace. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing as good as we are. We hear what our Lord has to say. We see what he's done. We're the ones who actually could utter what Balaam had to say. We hear what God says. We know what the Most High knows. We see what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. That's us. We see God incarnate come down upon the altar at every Mass. It's right there in black and white in the Scriptures. We see what he does for us in the sacraments. We experience it in our lives. Yet, for some odd reason, we still don't like to put it into practice. You know, we're just like the Pharisees who come to the Lord. You know, they get together when the Lord asks them where John's baptism came from, and they realize that they're stuck either way. So instead, they try to take the middle ground and say, we don't know. You know, what about us? Why don't we put into practice the things that we know? Ultimately, you know, most often, we play this little game saying, I don't know. Then we walk away and we still don't change our lives. We have the truth given to us. And we have the Son of God who has come to us in flesh, taught us the truth, and showed us how to live it. You know, we have no excuse. So we must look very seriously at ourselves. We see what God has done. We have heard his word. You know, now what remains for us is to put it into practice, to get off the fence, you know, to quit trying to play the game of being faithful on one hand and secular on the other. If we're going to serve God, we need to serve God. You know, we cannot keep playing the game any longer. We know the truth. We accept it. Now we need to live it.